Turkish authorities are still searching for the gunman who stormed an Istanbul nightclub early this morning. At least 39 people were killed. Mustafa Akyol is a journalist and author and joins us now from Istanbul. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Elsa. It's really a horrible day, of course, the New Year's first day in Istanbul. We are shocked by this attack, and we wonder who was behind this. And the common view is that this is probably an ISIS attack, although the group didn't claim it yet.
Well, before we talk about that, I do want to also talk about what a terrible year it has been in Turkey, at least over the past year, with several terrorist attacks. Can you remind us what the past year has been like in the country?
It was a horrible year. I had defined 2014 and 15 as horrible years for Turkey, but now I would love to have them back, actually. 2016 was a disastrous year. We had a bloody coup attempt. It was averted. That was nice, but almost 300 people were killed. Then a very brutal crackdown began after that, and you know, thousands of people found themselves in jail with, I think, exaggerated charges, in my view, at least some of them. Then terror attacks, both the PKK, which is a Kurdish separatist group with a left-wing secular ideology, and the ISIS. They both organized major attacks inside Turkey. The PKK typically hits security forces, police or military, whereas ISIS hits soft targets like innocent people on the streets. So this last one seems like an ISIS attack, and it's really, really a very tough year. It was, and now we're beginning the new year with this. It's really horrible.
Let me also ask you, Turkey has been trying to get a ceasefire in Syria and is taking on refugees. Do you see a relationship between that conflict and the violence in Turkey over the past year?
There is a relation, because one reason ISIS is targeting Turkey is Turkey's advances against ISIS inside Syria. Turkey actually has major attack against ISIS inside Syria with Russia. That's, I think, one reason. Plus, Turkey's trying to fight the Kurdish rebels in Syria, which also comes back to Turkey as retaliation by Kurdish militants. So in a sense, the Syrian civil war is deeply affecting Turkey in really bad ways.
Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, released a statement saying that this attack was an effort to destroy Turkey's morale. Is it working? What do you think?
To some extent, people are worried about the future. And what we need at this time is not more conspiracy theories, not a more authoritarian government, but really national unity based on understanding and tolerance and a reconciliation. We're not there, though, unfortunately, yet.
Thank you. Mustafa Akyol is a Turkish journalist and author of the forthcoming book, The Islamic Jesus.